Veronica Kelly second. Director, Orange County Healthcare Agency. 1 watt. Change can happen quickly, but often to institutionalize that change, much more time is required. When I started at the OC Healthcare Agency in 1999, my role was to stand up a new department called Cultural Competency and Multi-Ethnic Services, and to work with the local communities of color and culture to be more inclusive and provide effective behavioral services to all in need. Today, 23 years later, I had the privilege of meeting with many of those community leaders to address how to more effectively use data and story to ensure we aren't missing the forest through the trees - literally. If we categorize all Asian, Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islanders as one group, we miss the story about the outrageous health disparities in each of our communities. Our partners, the Cambodian Family, KCS, Incorporated, Okapika, Trish Nguyen-Southland Integrated Services, and many more, do the back-breaking work daily to address equity. As OC Healthcare Agency Public Health Officer said today, data without action doesn't tell the story. We have to do better - together. Match Media subjects # leadership. Match Media subjects # equity. Match Media subjects # behavioral health. Match Media subjects # reducing disparities. James Driscoll. 3-2 meters. This is a valid LinkedIn profile which is following all terms of service guidelines. Dr. Kelly, while you were director of San Bernardino County Health Department, I would like to have an answer for the multitude of attempts at email and Twitter history to resolve a subject matter known as gang stalking. This effort here should be reconciled, not trashed. As you may not know, there are actual LinkedIn profile names that contain the word fuck in them. As such, my internet domain spaces follow this established standard. I will provide you with a list of examples below, but for now I need you to become network aware of your listing presence on my internet domains - as a live life journal of events that has transpired. https://fuckeduphuman.life web myspace container location of the @ grow up network - used in patapo p/ reconciliation binding considered temporary affixed to named identities - your response of responsibility is expected - silence is not accepted - quote the truth hurts but silence kills - Mark Twain plus / Dr. - Veronica - Lynn - Kelly / If you would like to have a fresh clean slate on this content's purpose, we must engage in dialogue. Asking Meta AI, what is gang stalking? Brings forward an interesting notation for you to see the importance of incorporating this subject into the community outreach of resources on how to stop the hate. Thank you. This email is signed, James Martin Driscoll, @signrealityaudit2024. James Driscoll. Now. https://fuckeduphuman.life web myspace container location of the @ grow up network - used in patapo p/ reconciliation binding considered temporary affixed to named identities - your response of responsibility is expected - silence is not accepted - quote the truth hurts but silence kills - Mark Twain plus / Dr. - Veronica - Lynn - Kelly / %23% 5B01- conflict avoidance and associated problems %5/ conflict avoidance is not an option. Thank you. James Driscoll. 17 meters. Please confirm you have received this message via email @ Dr. - Veronica - Kelly @ realloophuman.net. There is a catch-all settings configuration that places any messages sent into my inbox. Thank you. James Driscoll. 18 meters. I still need help in San Bernardino, as this is a Reddit post on the conduct of the San Bernardino Police Department that allows gang stalking. https://www.reddit.com//stalking/comment/i98/sin_bernardino_police_department_allows_gangs/James_Driscoll 20 meters. Meta AI, what is gang stalking? Gang stalking, also known as organized stalking or community-based harassment, refers to a purported practice in which individuals or groups are targeted by coordinated groups of people who aim to harass, intimidate, or monitor them. The phenomenon has been described by some as a form of psychological warfare or domestic terrorism. Reports of gang stalking often involve allegations of surveillance, being constantly watched, monitored, or tracked. Harassment, receiving threatening or intimidating messages, phone calls, or visits. Sabotage, experiencing deliberate interference with personal property, finances, or daily life. Social manipulation, being isolated from friends and family or facing reputation damage. The exact prevalence and nature of gang stalking are difficult to determine due to varying interpretations, lack of concrete evidence, and concerns about the mental health of some individuals reporting these experiences. If you or someone you know is experiencing alleged gang stalking, consider seeking support from law enforcement, legal professionals, or counseling services. Documenting incidents thoroughly. Prioritizing safety and privacy. Stay informed and cautious.